Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Can everybody come just come around this piano here. Yeah, this little thing is kind of Andre style. Let's just listen. Watch. Just hold on. Listen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You've tried everything that you thought you could. Oh, taste and see that His love is real. Open up right now. Let your heart be filled.
Just turn and see
that the Lord is good.
That
you thought you could.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are here with us at the Spirit Alive Praise. Thank you for coming out to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience on this beautiful Sunday, January 28th, 2024. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but I am always, always joined by some of my beautiful and anointed family members in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle Scott, our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and our Deacon William Isbell. And Lord, we just want to thank you for our elders in the house, our watchmen on the wall. We want to thank you for Lee and Terry Lawson. And we want to thank you for my God aunt, Sister Nita. We want to praise God for each and every one of you that is here today. So on behalf of all of us, welcome to the service. We pray that on this day, hallelujah, you not only will you hear something that will uplift you, we pray that you hear something that will begin to transform your very soul. So let's get this praise party started so that we can begin to, hallelujah, worship God in spirit and in truth. We will now go to opening prayer with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless each and every one of you. If we could all close our eyes, bow our heads, and humble our hearts as we go boldly to the throne of grace and mercy. First of all, we want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for touching each and every one of us with your finger of love, allowing our eyes to spring open to see another day, another Sunday, in which we've never seen before. Lord God, we love you, and we thank you for all that you do for us and even the things that you have yet to do for us, Father God. We thank you now in advance. Father God, we thank you for the homes we slept in last night, and we thank you for the beds we laid on that did not become our cooling boards, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the food that we have to eat, the clothes that we have on our back, the shoes on our feet, Father God. We thank you for our family members and our friends. Father God, you are so good to us, even when we don't deserve your kindness towards us. You give it to us anyway. And we just say thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. We just thank you so much. We praise your most righteous name. We live to praise and worship you, Lord God. And we just thank you. Thank you so much, Father God. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength, Father God. Thank you for the ability of our limbs that we have, Father God. We just thank you for the Spirit of Live Worship Service right now, Father God. We thank you for the mighty woman of God, Apostle Shirlene Cook, Father God, and we thank you for each and every spirit leader who serves here, Father God. They serve in spirit and truth, Father God. And we thank you for all the listeners, Heavenly Father, all over the world, Father God. And we ask that someone be touched by the word, Father God, today. Be touched by a song, Father God, today. Be touched by the word that Apostle Zeta Flowers will bring, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Something that we need to add to our arsenal to help praise and worship and bring others to you and teach them of your word.
Yes,
Father God, we
Lord,
just thank you so much for being who you are. We thank you for being a God of second chances, Father God.
Yes,
so if
Lord.
We didn't get it right yesterday, Father God, we have a chance to get
thank
it right
you.
Today. And we just lift you up, praise you, magnify your most holy name
yes,
on today.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Lord.
If we had 10,000 yes. tongues, we wouldn't be able
yes,
to thank
Lord.
You enough. So I just praise you, thank you, worship
yes.
you, and just lift you up. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen, and thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh!
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. Thank you, Jesus. And each and every Sunday, hallelujah, we are blessed to have our highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. She comes forth and she brings us a powerful reading, food for thought for the week. And she's reading from the 365 days devotional of peace written by Christy Cowell. So at this time, if you will retrieve your Bible and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, hallelujah, we will now give God more glory through the reading. Amen. Come on in the room, Mother Mitchell.
Amen and praise God. Each and every week with my heart, no matter how near or how far we are. This morning is entitled Fitness and still on the first year thing, February. And it's the reading First Timothy 4:6, chapter 16. And it says, exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Work out gymnasium are useful. Discipline life in God is far more so today and forever. Now, do you have a health goal for the new year? Right now, TV commercials are offering a lot of suggestions. Lose weight. Stop smoking. Get in shape. Join a gym. Eat healthy. If you do have a health goal, what is motivating you to try to make those lifestyle changes? Men want to live longer, more energy, or simply be a good steward of your body. Now think about a spiritual goal. It can help motivate you to make the right decision and ensure your spirit fitness. Maybe determine how exactly you can labor for the God which you move in. You will feel convicted to strengthen fitness. To surrender as of your God, to ask more of God's faith. When you spend time each day training on God's workout equipment, reading His Word, praying, meditating, fasting, serving, you will develop the most disciplined life. Find your May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers and especially to the doers of His holy and righteous word. Prayer for the week. God, help me to exercise more consistently on your commandments. I may be all you want me for the body of Christ. Amen and glory to God.
Such freedom I have found you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you my past is over. You, things are made new. Moving forward.
It is now time for this morning's church announcement. Hallelujah. And this week, at the Spirit Alive, on the Spirit Alive Network, we're asking that on Tuesday, you join Bishop Lester Carver at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because he is presenting a dynamic study entitled Fight for Your Family and Their Stuff. Hallelujah. So you can tune in and hear what Bishop Lester has to say about fighting for your family and their stuff. And then on Wednesday, hallelujah, you can tune in to hear our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, as she brings us part three of God's Unspeakable Joy at the All Nations Bible Study, which airs at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you are more than welcome to call in and get into the conversation or just share your testimony on joy. On Friday, Bishop Lester Carver takes over the airwaves with Every Man Standing in His Place, that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this week, he will be talking about give yourself and others room to grow. And then on Saturday, we have Minister Adam Tuggle with The Summit, and it airs at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those are other programs, hallelujah, that we pray that you will tune into and that you will be blessed by this week here on the Spirit Alive Network. Also, when our servant leaders are doing things out in the public, whether they're having a prayer conference or they're speaking, whatever they're doing, we also love to celebrate that here as well. So we just praise God, and we just pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. Amen. It is once again prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time that we go before God just to praise him, worship him, adore him, give him the honor and the reverence that he is due. And then we ask that he forgives us of anything, any sin, seen, unseen, omission, commission. We are just going to leave it with him and pray that his Holy Spirit would step into us in a way that we will be stronger. And after we've been strengthened, we can then go back and strengthen the brethren. Hallelujah. Because we don't have to be threshed like we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to to walk like we're bound. Because Lord Jesus said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done. The Lord, Father God, said, delight yourself in me. Trust me and commit thy ways unto me, and I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
People, it's time to lay down, lay it all down. Take it all to Jesus and leave it there. Come on, let's go to the throne room. Almost High, we come again before your throne, just praising you, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised. Not just for what you do, Father God, but for who you are and what you have enabled us to do in your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we come this morning, hallelujah, saying you are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You are indeed the Alpha and the Omega. You are our all in all. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for being Abba Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you
for being our provider. Thank you for being our protector, oh God.
Yes.
We just want to thank you that you love us even when we fall short. We want to thank you, Lord God, for that love that never wavers. We want to thank you, Father God, for that love that always blesses. We want to thank you for your holy word, Lord God, that we grabbed in our hearts. So in the time of trouble, we can draw strength from that word. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for all the people who are in this sanctuary this morning. We want to thank you, Father God, for all of those that are listening via their computers. We want to thank you, Father God, for each and every person that will hear this all over the world, Lord God. We pray that you use our worship services to uplift you and bless you, because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Lord, we come this morning praising you for every child that you have brought out of captivity. We praise you, Father God, for every woman that you have brought out of an abusive relationship. We praise you, Father God, for every person that has found refuge, Lord God. And not just inside of a building, but in you. Lord, we praise you this morning for all those who are going through, but they still have not lost their hope. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would just strengthen them right now. We ask, Father God, that you stand with those who are in the war-torn places, those who are in the places of mass destruction, those who are in natural disasters. Lord, we pray for every person that was spared. We thank you, Lord, that we know that you are still on the scene. You are still blessing. You are still bringing people out. And I pray whatever our situations are, Lord, we would use them to draw closer to you.
Thank you.
Lord
Thank
God, I pray
you.
For all of those, all of us this morning that might be in bondage to so many things. Our fear, our doubt, our shame, our guilt. I pray that they will release it unto they will release it right now in the name of Jesus, that they would allow you to break those shackles, Father God, that they would allow you, Lord God, to build them up from their innermost so they can praise you to the utmost, oh God. We pray for marriages this morning, Father God. We pray that people would come to, if they are married, Lord, they understand they are in a covenant relationship with you. And Lord, I pray that they would get in order. Hallelujah. You designed the family to be a certain way. Let marriages be in order. Let love be the tie that binds. Let the ministry of reconciliation, hallelujah, rest, rule, and abide in their homes. Let them come together on one accord and begin to train up their children and continue to train up their children, Father God. Mm-hmm.
Glory.
In the way that they should go, so when they grow old, they will not depart from it. I pray for our young people today that face so many things, social media. They are peer pressure. They're under so, they can see and absorb so much, Father God. So we're coming asking that you be a hedge of protection around them. We pray, Lord God, that we can hear, see, and do everything that we need to see, hear, and do to make sure that our young people are safe on our watch. We want to make sure we're pouring in the right things to these young people so that they might glorify you. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that we would just see an outpouring of young people speaking, evangelizing to their peers about your goodness. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for all the elders, Lord. I pray that they will remember that as long as they're on the face of this earth, they have a purpose.
Yes, Lord.
And they're worthy to be heard. They are worthy of God's love.
Yes.
And they are worthy to sit at the table because they have so much to bring to it, Father God. I pray that you touch those that are lonely this morning, God, those that may be despondent, those that may be depressed. Lord God, I pray that you stop by and remind them that you are still God and you are still high and you are still on the throne. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, for people that would represent you, be your hands and feet, and go out and see about those who are in need, Lord, because that's what you have commanded us to do. I pray for my Spirit Alive family this morning. Lord, I pray that you would bless Mother Mitchell, oh God. Hallelujah. I am her child, and I will bless her going out and coming in, Lord. And I pray that you bless her. You reward her, Lord God, for her obedience, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray this morning, hallelujah, for my brother and my sister, Terry Larson, the Larson. Lord God, we know that you sit high,
Lord,
and you look low, and you don't miss nothing. No detail is too small for you. So, Lord God, you know exactly what they stand in the need of. So, Lord, we pray that you bless them, press down, shaking together until running over, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that whatever help is needed is sent in the name of Jesus. I pray for my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle, this morning. We thank you, Lord, that she's in the house, Lord. We praise you, Father God, that she, hallelujah, has been through much.
Thank you, Jesus.
But she is still here, and she's still glorifying and praising your holy name. Bless her, God. Bless her children. Bless her covering her mighty husband, Pastor Jeff. Lord, bless them and continue to help them to stand.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, this morning I pray for our beloved Deacon William Isbell. Lord God, we just ask that you just bless him in a mighty way.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you continue to use him for your glory and your purpose. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for my aunties, Lord. Aunt Nita and Aunt Linda, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Because I know you know what they stand in the need of, God. And whatever that is, and out of love, Lord, we're going to stand in the need. We're going to stand right with them. Cover them, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every member of this assembly. And, Lord God, I ask a special blessing upon Apostle Zeta this morning. Lord, I want to thank you for her leadership.
Lord.
I want to thank you for her heart. I want to thank you, Father God, that she is truly a woman of God, and she walks after you, oh God. I want you to bless her, Lord God. Bless her going out and coming in, oh God. She is obedient. She is humble. She is loving. She is kind, Lord God. And you said yourself in your holy word that you are a rewarder of those that are obedient to your will and your word. So, Lord, I want to thank you for each and every one of them. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you send from day to day to day. I thank you, Lord God, for the servant leaders that you have sent to be here with me, Lord. I am honored, I'm privileged, I'm blessed to serve with them, oh God. Hallelujah. We are disciples that make disciples who will make other disciples, Lord. And as long as we are doing that, Lord, we're going to keep right on doing what we're doing until you say stop, because it's all about giving you the honor and the glory and the praise. And as in Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray all things, Lord God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
'Cause it's a new season, it's a new day. Fresh anointing, I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say, it's a new season, it's a new day.
It's a season of power
and prosperity.
somebody next to you, look them right in the eyes. They might need a little help here, a little bit of light here. Tell them all that was stolen, is returned to you a hundredfold. Make sure they enjoy that part, man. Is that all right with you? Is that okay if we return this a hundredfold back to you? Try it in the fire. Tell them, try it in the fire. But you're coming out. Go. Grab them by the hand and just pull on them gently. Just say, you're coming out. This is a church with many generations represented in it. There's some seasoned veterans and there's some young folks. And maybe some of you weren't raised in church all your life, so maybe you might relate to what we're saying here a little bit better. If you remember the words of that prophetic song by Diana Ross. What's she saying, Mark?
I'm coming.
And glory to God. It is now time, hallelujah, for our morning's message. And this morning, our anointed speaker is none other than Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to make sure that you have your Bibles, and I want you to get something to write with and to write on. And please prepare to receive a word from the woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene. I appreciate
it. You're welcome, Mom.
And I'm excited for what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ, in my life as well as others. Praise God. Our message today, praise the Lord, is going to be all about seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have stepped into a new season. Praise God. Hallelujah. And our title of the message today is Stepping Into Your New Season. Amen. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into the word of the Lord. Father God, I come to you. I come to you today asking, Lord, that you would remove anything out of me, apart from me, that would be a distraction. And I pray also, Lord, that you would Forgive me for anything that might be in me that would be displeasing to you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. And I pray, Lord, as your word goes forth today, that it will be a blessing to the hearers of your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. When we are stepping into our new season, praise God, and I'm going to talk about, going to, you know, have something to say about the natural seasons and then other seasons that we face in our life, our lives, and our journey with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about these seasons today. Hallelujah. When we step into our new seasons, I look at it as a fresh new start. Amen. And sometimes we just need a fresh new start. Hallelujah. And God will give us that. He knows when, amen, better than we do. But he wants us to forget the former things. Hallelujah. Maybe even some of the things that have held us back, that has kept us from going forward, hallelujah, that have kept us from walking into our new season. He doesn't want us to dwell on the past because he's about to do something better for us, hallelujah. God has a purpose to be fulfilled in each and every one of us. Praise God, hallelujah. He chose us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he chose us to be able to go through the seasons of life. Hallelujah. To keep our focus on him in doing so. And he will help us through every season in our life that we will face. Because all of them are not comfortable. Some of them are very hard. Some of the seasons. Hallelujah. Sometimes the storms are outrageous, but God never changes. He's always the same. Amen. Hallelujah. We change. Hallelujah. He changes us when we allow him to, but God never changes. He doesn't need to. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, when I think of seasons, I think of I first think of the natural seasons. Think of winter. Think about the storms. Think about the floodings and all of these kinds of things that can happen during the winter. I think about spring. And it's spring. I see spring as a bit more settling, you know. Some of the storms are over with. You know, and then we come out of spring and we're preparing ourselves for the summer. Amen. And then fall comes, or what we call autumn comes. And each one of these seasons are different, same as in our spiritual, when we're going through our spiritual seasons. Every season is different, praise God. But we must learn to make the best, hallelujah, out of each season in life that we go through, naturally and spiritually. We need to plan for these seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. I know in wintertime, we start preparing and, you know, covering up stuff that we don't want the frost to get on. And I'm speaking of our plants, you know, and things like that, our grass and all of that. So we begin to prepare for the season. Amen. Springtime, we begin to prepare again, maybe for planting. Hallelujah. Gardening. And the different things that we do individually, so, and as families. Hallelujah. In the springtime. And then summer, hallelujah, we're thinking about vacations. So we're planning for our vacations, planning what we're going to do through the summer months. Okay? Praise God. And we know that we have harvest time, you know. We have times that we go out and pick what we have planted, utilize the produce that we have before us, and so forth, and we share it, you know, with others as well. And then when fall and our autumn comes, there's another season that we prepare for, okay? Hallelujah. But all through these seasons, we're able to harvest, praise God. Hallelujah. That has been planted. Hallelujah. Harvest time comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the different harvests come about in each of our seasons. Praise God. Hallelujah. Daniel 2 and 21 tells us that it is God himself who changes the times and the seasons that we go through. It tells us also he removes kings and he establishes. Hallelujah. There are times to act. Hallelujah. Great is our reward. Hallelujah. When we allow God to nourish us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to teach us his way. Hallelujah. We can always experience good success. Hallelujah. Just by allowing God to do what he needs to do in us and through us. Praise God. So there will be times of success. We also face failure sometimes as well. Amen. But when we do, God doesn't want us to dwell in it either. Okay? If we have failed, he doesn't want us to part, to stay there and continue looking at ourselves or even others as a failure. Okay? When there is success in our lives, we want to share that success with others and our loved ones. Praise God. Share our joy and our success. Hallelujah. Praise God. As I said before, we can't change the seasons, but we can change ourselves. We can work on ourselves. We can allow God to change us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we should. And that makes me think about this very familiar scripture in 2 Corinthians. Praise God. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I have a new Bible, so bear with me. It was necessary. My other one was coming apart. Okay. 5th chapter, 17th verse. And we know that. Amen. We know this chapter, okay? Because we hear it often, we quote it often. But it really means something, okay? It really does. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Sorry, I've gone past it.
It's all right. Take your time, Apostle. Take your time. We use our Bibles around here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Okay, it says, therefore, and we can quote it, but I wanted you to go to it so we could read it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Hallelujah. And they become new because we're in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We become that new creature. And then as we become closer to God and get more into his word, we desire to be more like him. Why? Because we're learning more about him. We're learning who he is. We're learning something about his character. Amen. Hallelujah. And the closer we get to God, the more we begin to become that new creature. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the old things begin to pass away because we don't want to do the old things anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking at things becoming new for us in our lives. Things are changing. Things are getting better. Hallelujah. We are better. Amen. Hallelujah. We begin to notice it, and those around us also begin to notice the change in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it doesn't stop there. All through our lives, hallelujah, we have to be open and allow God, allow the Holy Spirit to teach us, to direct us, to lead us, so that we don't go in our own way or go back to where we were before we got saved, before we accepted them in our lives. Hallelujah. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as God takes us into these different seasons in our lives, we're going to go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to go to another passage now. We're going to go to Isaiah. We're going to go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Okay. And most of these I'm going to be reading today are familiar. They are familiar. We just need to be reminded, hallelujah, over and over in God's word, what it's speaking to us, what it's saying to us, hallelujah, in our season. So let's go to verse, I think it's verse 16. Yes, we can start there. Well, we'll start with 15, where it says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which made a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Verse 18, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And listen what he says in this verse. Behold, take stock of what I'm getting ready to do. That's what behold means. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now, pay attention to the now, hallelujah. We're in the now season. And the verse is saying, now it shall spring forth. Now, expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to say, shall ye not know it? We will know it because he lets us know. Amen, hallelujah. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. That's what our God will do. Hallelujah. He will make a way for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No matter
yes.
what the situation is, he will make a way for us. Amen. He will do it. Hallelujah. He will do the new thing. He will do what's necessary. Hallelujah. He will do what we are ready for. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will do
yes.
what he has
yes.
planned to do. He will do
yes,
what he
Lord.
Said he
yes,
would
Lord.
Do for us,
mm-hmm.
his own.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to... let's go to James, the first chapter. The first chapter and the 17th, start with the 17th verse. And it says, every good and every perfect gift is from God above, cometh down from the Father
yes.
of light. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Mm-hmm. So we know that. And that's a blessing. And then he says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Hallelujah. So important that we have the word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I'm sorry. And then verse 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we do know that whatever God does is righteous. Not whatever we do is righteous, but whatever God does is. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's telling us here that we must be swift to hear. Okay? Slow to speak and slow to wrath. All right? God is the one that can bring down wrath. And he does it when it's necessary. And when he does it, it's righteous. Amen? Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to 2 Peter, verse 3, verse 10. And it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Praise God. So we see these things are going to happen. Verse 11 says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness? Because we're waiting for Christ's return. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's important that we seek righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. That makes me think of Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness. Hallelujah. And then all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should not be walking in our own righteousness. Hallelujah. Because if we walk our own righteousness, then we're off track. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must seek his righteousness above all. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because without him, there is no righteousness in us. Hallelujah. So we must seek the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to go to Genesis, the 8th chapter. Genesis 8th chapter. Okay. And let's look at the 22nd verse. And it says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see there is a time, there's a seed time, there's a harvest, there's cold and heat, there's summer and winter. Hallelujah. and day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. God has control over everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything. God's all of the things that God has designed, he has a purpose. Praise God. And that includes the seasons of life. Hallelujah. And we're included in that. We're included in the seasons of life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see. I want to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. We're going to continue to talk about seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. About to get there. Okay. In the third chapter, and we're going to start with verse 1, and it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war in a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? Verse 10, I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. Verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and I know that there is no good in them for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. In his life. Praise God. All right. Well, we thank the Lord for his reading, his scriptures, the reading of his scriptures, praise God, in this passage, because we find here that there are a lot of seasons just in this passage. Hallelujah. And some of those we can actually relate to, okay, because some of these happen in our lives and still happen and have happened. Praise God. Because there is a season and a time for every purpose. Every purpose. Hallelujah. So even when we go through our hard times, through these seasons where things are really tough for us, has anybody ever gone through a dry season? When you felt like nothing was happening? When you felt like you weren't even hearing from God? Hallelujah. When you couldn't feel him? Hallelujah. Even though he was present.
Yeah, come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
I will admit, I have gone through some dry seasons in my life. But those are the times to stay really focused on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep them fixed on him. Praise God. Because when we're going through these tough seasons, hallelujah, the winter storms, you know, and all of this stuff that we do have to face in life. Praise God. We can't, there are some things that we just won't escape. Amen. So we have to go through it. But God has made promises for us through all of the seasons in our lives. He's there for us. He is present. Even when we can't feel him. Hallelujah. When we can't feel his presence. When we
Amen.
Hearing from him. Doesn't mean that he's not speaking. Because he's speaking all the time. Hallelujah. We just have to keep our eyes fixed on him. Hallelujah. Stay alert. Stay in his word. Hallelujah. Continue to allow him through the Holy Spirit to lead us. Hallelujah. We can pray. Go to God during these hard times, during these seasons that we're experiencing. Praise God. And sometimes we go through some things that we've never, ever faced before. We go through some things that we won't be warned about. They'll just happen. Hallelujah. Crisis situations, they just happen. We don't have time to prepare.
You see that? But
stay prepared spiritually all the time for everything, hallelujah, that we're facing and the things that we're not yet facing. We can be prepared, hallelujah, because God in all his wisdom teaches us, hallelujah, how to do it. And it comes about in his word. Hallelujah. And he's speaking through us. I mean, to us. Hallelujah. Through different things. So we must pay attention. He speaks through his teachings. Hallelujah. He speaks through his prophecies. Hallelujah. And don't let anybody tell you that prophecy has ceased. But it has not. It has not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are times when we really, really need to hear from God. Hallelujah. And we don't have to go out seeking for a prophet to tell us anything.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If God desires to use a prophet, man or woman, in our behalf, we're going to find ourselves at a place where they might be. Or they may appear where we are. Amen. So God continues to speak to us in different ways. We just have to be, we just have to know God. We must ask God to give us discernment so that we can really know that it's him speaking. Hallelujah. And it's not a false
Amen.
Speaker or a false speaker. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we must be careful. Because everything we hear is not for us. Everything that we hear is not for us. Some things we have to let go. Amen? And especially if you've asked the Lord to help you to know the difference. Praise God. We need to know what is good and what is evil. Amen? We need to know what is right and what is wrong. We need to know what is holy and what is unholy. And the only way we're going to get that is through God, through his principles, through his word, through his teaching, amen, and in different ways that he's going to show us, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was thinking about when I was preparing this, I was thinking about King David. Hallelujah. How King David, and it tells us that in Psalms chapter 40 and verse 1, David really trusted God, and David waited for God. Amen. He waited for God to answer his prayers and his cries. Hallelujah. one of the scriptures, he lets us know how he cried out to the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Not some,
amen,
but he delivered me from all of my fears. Why? Because I cried out to him. I didn't let the fears overtake me, but I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll do the same for us. He will do the same for us.
Yes, he will.
Praise God. God uses his seasons in our lives to show us that he is good and that he can make everything beautiful in its time, in every season. Hallelujah. Whether we're experiencing the good or the bad. Hallelujah. God is there. He's present. Hallelujah. He's with us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he doesn't. We can always count on him being there. Hallelujah. We're not always going to feel his presence. But we just know through the scriptures and through his promises that he promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. He knows our uprising and he knows our downsetting better than anyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to talk about some of the other seasons that we go through. We've talked about the natural seasons, but I want to talk about the spiritual seasons. I'm going to talk about some of them. I did a little research and I dug up some different seasons, and I could tell that these seasons, I could relate to all of them. Hallelujah. Okay, there's a dry season that we go through. These are the seasons of life, spiritual seasons. We go through some dry seasons sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we feel like we're in the valley or we're in the desert and, you know, there's no relief sometimes. We feel like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
yes,
there
ma'am.
Isn't.
Yes.
Because there's always relief in Christ Jesus. Always.
Yes.
Praise God. So we can count on it. We can know that even in our dry season, hallelujah, he's going to take care of us. He's going to cause, water to run, hallelujah, even while we're in our desert places, hallelujah. We're not going to thirst, hallelujah. We're not going to dry up in this season, hallelujah. There's going to be a time that we're going to rise up and flourish again, amen, hallelujah. There is a waiting season.
Lord.
Waiting season. How many have really waited on the Lord? How many have experienced times when it didn't seem like he was coming, hallelujah, to your rescue, when you were in the waiting season?
Yeah.
But it's like things were not going to change. You're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. Hallelujah. I've been through those kinds of seasons. But we must really trust
yes, Lord.
God through those times, okay? Hallelujah. And know
yes.
that God is allowing you to wait for a reason. Sometimes we're really not ready for that we're waiting for.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say that.
Sometimes
yes.
we're prepared to receive that we're waiting for. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So there, while we're in a waiting season, there's a preparation time. Okay, also, hallelujah,
yes.
because God wants us to be prepared for it when it comes, hallelujah,
like the song
because
says,
he gives us whatever he gives us, and so when that time comes, God wants us to be ready, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes.
in our mind, our spirit,
yes.
our soul, hallelujah, that we are ready. We're ready to accept that we've been waiting for, that we've been waiting for him to give to us. Hallelujah. And God, only God knows, hallelujah, when that right time is. And then he gives it to us, what we've been waiting for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then what do we do? What do we do when it happens, when it comes? Hallelujah. Do we praise him? Do we thank him? Hallelujah. And I'm talking about things that we are supposed to be doing all the time while we're waiting. Hallelujah. That we're praising God, that we're thanking God, that we're giving him reverence, that we're honoring him.
Yeah.
Because of who he is. Not just because we got the answer, but because of who he is.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So while we're in waiting, while we're in our waiting season, we should be rejoicing over him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and then there's a grinding season. There's a season where, you know, there's a time that we need to press. There's a time that we need to push. Hallelujah. And there's a time that we need to not give up, you know. There's a time for us to press. Hallelujah. But we have some things to do, okay? And whatever God is telling you during that season,
preach, that's right.
Then we must do it. Hallelujah. We must do it. We must walk in obedience. We must be careful to hear what he's saying for us to do at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not a time of giving up, but it's a time of going forward. Hallelujah. And trusting. Hallelujah. Just putting it all in his hands and leaving it there. Amen. The being open to do whatever he's telling you to do so that you will come through this season. We go through some testing and trial seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. When we are being tested, we're going through some trials, hallelujah, and it's not easy, and it's tough, hallelujah. But we must remember, hallelujah, that God is in this season also with us, hallelujah. When we're being tested, when we're being tried, hallelujah. And God is not testing us to find out where we are, but the test is so that we can know where we are. Hallelujah. So he lets us know through our testing and through our trials where we need to come up. Hallelujah. Where we need to exercise more faith while we're going through the trials, while we're faced with the tribulations and all the other things that this life offers us. Praise God. He will take you through. Hallelujah. He will bring you out. He will bring you out all right, like pure gold. Amen? These are the times that, you know, it's like we're on the potter's wheel, and we're just allowing God to do what he does in us and through us, so that we can come out in a way that we can help others through their trials and through their testings, through their tribulations, and whatever they are facing in life. Hallelujah. This is a time of praying. Hallelujah. And I mean really like David, crying out to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's a book that says, don't die in the winter. Praise God. We don't have to die because the season is tough and rough and hard to go through. Amen? Hallelujah. We can continue to be very much alive even in those difficult times.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
And then there's a warfare season. There is a time that we must fight. And when I say that, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking physically. I'm not talking carnally. Hallelujah. But we all are going through some kind of warfare in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's more intense than other times. So we need to remember that God has prepared us even for our warfare season. He's given us his word through Ephesians, the 6th chapter. The divine weapons are listed for us so that we can know them, so that we can exercise them, so that we can use them when we're going through our warfare season. And sometimes our warfare season doesn't seem like it's going to end. I've experienced that. It seemed like it, but it does. There's an expiration date to everything that we go through. And God will come and God will rescue us. He will fight our battles.
Yes, he will.
There's sometimes in our purpose and that the Lord has us to just be still and know that he is God. And Exodus 14:14 lets us know that that's the time that he's fighting for us. God is handling the whole situation without us doing anything. Praise God.
Man.
But we have to know when that time is. So we must listen to him, stay focused on him, because he will let us know. And he lets us know that we should always have our armor on, keep our armor on, our divine weapons. Hallelujah. Faith. Keep on believing. Stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put on peace. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You can read it for yourselves in Ephesians, the 6th chapter.
Amen.
Starting with verse. Praise God. We can know what to do, hallelujah, to protect ourselves. And then God has his holy angels, his angels. He dispatches his angels, hallelujah. Certain times, you know, it's like, you know, you're in warfare, but it doesn't always feel like we are. Amen. Even when we are in the midst of it, hallelujah. Even when all kinds of stuff is going on around us, praise God, we're protected. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that his angels are encamped around about us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Warring angels are dispatched in our behalf. And sometimes we wonder, how did I even get out of this? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he was in that season with us when we were going through it, when we were battling. Hallelujah. He was letting us know that the battle isn't ours, but it's his.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. But there are steps that we must take. There are strategies that we must utilize that God gives us. Amen. There are times we can't just stand still. We've got to stand up and we've got to fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to let Satan know, hallelujah, that there's more power in us than in him and in the world. Hallelujah. And that power that we have comes from on high. God
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even scorpions and serpents. And you know they're bad. Hallelujah.
To God
so
be the glory. Amen.
We can be in the midst of all kinds of harmful things, but yet touch us.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We can walk over it, walk on it, walk all around it.
Well.
Hallelujah. We can put the enemy under our feet.
Yes, yes, we can.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we can put our the Lord will bless us in a way that our enemies become our footstool.
Mm-hmm.
And our enemies, we're not going to put our foot on them, but they are put in a position where we could. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And they cannot have any effect on us. So God takes care of his own. Hallelujah. He takes care of his own. And that's why it should behoove us to really become his own, to really realize and know, hallelujah, that we belong to him, that he cares about us, that he loves
us.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That he will not allow harm or danger to come upon us, to affect us. Hallelujah. Even if it's around us, even if it's close to us. Hallelujah. Even when it's close to us, it can't harm us. Praise God. I thank God. Hallelujah. For all the seasons.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He is the reason for all of the seasons. God
yes,
is.
He is.
God is. Naturally, spiritually so.
Yes, yes. Amen.
He is the one. He is the one. Praise God. Okay, and then we experience some seasons of joy. So we go through some joyous seasons, don't we?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And those are the seasons we want to stay in. We just want to stay in, and we just want to bask in those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord let me know and realize that no matter what season we're going through, we can have joy in that season.
Yes, we
okay?
can. Hallelujah.
No matter what that season is, we can have joy because we have him. He's the unspeakable joy and full of glory. We have him. Hallelujah. So we can make it. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're faced with, no matter what the circumstances are the problems. Hallelujah. We can still have joy.
Yes.
And know, according to Nehemiah 8, verse 10, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we think of him and reflect on him, hallelujah, joy will come.
Yes, it will.
Praise hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the
thank
tells
you,
us
Jesus.
That, hallelujah, that, you know, we're going to endure, hallelujah, some weeping. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe all night. But no, the joy comes
joy
in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Hallelujah. We have it.
God.
Hallelujah. We have it. God has given it to us. Hallelujah. And when he looks upon us, hallelujah, he looks upon us with joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He loves us. Hallelujah. And so we know that, and so we must remember, hallelujah, that. Remember that God loves us, that he loves us so much. And we all know
amen.
That he got so that we could have life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only life that we're in now, but throughout eternity. Eternal life has been promised to us. Hallelujah. And even when we think on that, that should bring joy and peace in our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Just knowing about it, just knowing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And knowing that he died for each one of us. Hallelujah. He feels the same about each one of us, hallelujah, whether we're saved or unsaved. But he died so that we could be saved.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it was all about. He came down to this earth. He came down to us because we were the ones that were down. So he came down, hallelujah, praise God, as divine and human to be with us. So that we could be with him. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Today. Don't you thank him for it today? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. And if we don't think on anything else, hallelujah, we can think on that and know.
Yes, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that he is who he says he is.
He is.
Praise
all right now.
I know I have to pay attention to the time also. Praise
y'all
God.
Y'all because it's time. Yes.
Thank Jesus. He is so good to us. There's never a time that he's not good to us. And there's a time that God has to chastise those that he loves. And that's us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And discipline, God's discipline toward us, hallelujah, doesn't feel good. It actually can hurt, okay? Hallelujah. But we must learn to accept his discipline and be trained by it and allow it to have an effect on us being transformed so that in this we can bear fruit and good fruit. The fruit in Galatians 5, not the corrupt fruit, but the good fruit. Hallelujah. If we allow for his discipline, praise God. And that's when pruning comes in. Hallelujah. I look at pruning as a discipline for us. We all, when I think about pruning in the natural, I'm thinking about the trees and I'm thinking about the bushes and the hedges and things like that, that there's a time, a season for that they are to be pruned, okay?
Amen, amen.
And also, when we think of it spiritually in our lives, there's a time that we need to be pruned.
Yes,
all
yes.
The bad stuff and old stuff is all cut away.
Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
So that the new can come forth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that we can experience the new like God is trying to do with us today. Hallelujah, as we're stepping into our new season with him. He's trying
amen,
to give
Apostle
us a some, with some, even a start over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
hallelujah,
God.
Apostle Zeta. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus didn't leave you, but he wants you to have a whole fresh start. He wants you to come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen, Apostle Zeta. Thank you.
There's a time for cutting away from us, hallelujah, our old habits, our undesirable habits, hallelujah, the things that we become accustomed to, hallelujah, and we just feel like, well, it's just a part of our life, it's just the way I am. Well, it's not the way he wants us, hallelujah. So there's
amen.
A time.
Amen.
God. And in John 15:2, I won't go there because I know my time is up, but
that's all right.
And verse 2 about the pruning and how vitally important it is for our growth, praise
mm-hmm.
God, and getting rid of the things in our lives that cause us not to be in the kind of relationship that we need to be in with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So discipline is, but we need it, and we need to accept it. Hallelujah. We need
yes.
to know that it's in growth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's for our own good, and it's for the good of others as well.
Yes, amen.
Doing it for the sake of Christ.
Yes.
Because this is what he wants from us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
But all of these things can hinder us if we don't allow for it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't prepare for it.
Glory.
It can hinder
glory,
us.
Glory, glory.
It can set us back to the point where we're not going forward. Hallelujah. Well, where we're not stepping into the season he wants us to step into. God wants to change us in a lot of ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to offer things for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spiritually as well as naturally. And I'm going to close
amen.
Now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stepping into our new season. Hallelujah. The time is well spent. Apostle Zeta brought a word, and you have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, right now, I am talking to anyone within the sound of my voice that may not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin. You really don't have any seasons because you're not connected to the living water. But I have good news for you this morning. I am coming to invite you into a relationship with Jesus Christ, making him your Lord and Savior. This morning, I am asking you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Not a church, not an association, not a pastor or a bishop or an apostle. But we want you to come into relationship, come into a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ by making him your Lord and Savior. And you do not have to try to fix yourself up, because if we could fix ourselves up, the Lord Father God would not have had to send his son down here to die for our sins in the first place. All you have to do is give your life to him. All you have to do is confess that you are a sinner and you are in need of a Savior. All you have to do is go to him and ask for his help. Hallelujah. And it's not hard. It's not rocket science. Wherever you are all over this world, if you do not know Jesus, all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Please come into my life and save me for your name's sake. And then prepare me, Lord. Prepare me, Lord, for what it is you would have me to do. Because I plan on serving you all the rest of the days of my life. And you pray that in the Lord Jesus' name. And if you did that, you are saved. Hallelujah. The word of God says if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, in our heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now I want you to begin to praise God. You are going to step into a new season. If you just gave your life to Christ, you are going to experience that season of joy, seasons of joy, those seasons of peace. Hallelujah. You got the Lord God himself, through the power of his Holy Spirit, will help you to prepare you to walk out your salvation. Hallelujah. Yes, you are no longer alone, ever. Because Jesus is now your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And we praise God for you. And for those of you that have been away from the body of Christ, for those of you who have been hurt by the church, don't judge Jesus by the church, what the people have done. You
That's
need
right.
to reconnect with the Lord God. You need to reconnect with Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to go back to him because he's waiting on you to come home. Hallelujah. Why you think he put that story in Luke 15 about the prodigal son in there anyway? That was Father God. If you have walked away, if you have done your own thing, don't let the enemy trick you into thinking you're not good enough to come back into the fold. The Lord always wants you to come back into the fold.
Thank you, Jesus.
What is he going to do? Oh, yeah, he might have to chastise you, as Apostle Zeta said. You might have a season of chastisement. But the Lord God chastens those that he loves. He wants us to be our very best. We want to be our very best for him because it is all about him. And, Lord God, I feel I feel the shackles breaking, Lord. I can hear the chains breaking, Lord. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you. Father God, I just praise you right now in the name of Jesus for every soul that was saved in this moment, Lord God, through the word of Apostle Zeta. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would find a place, Lord God, where they can truly go and learn of you, because you and you alone are the focus. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would stay to show themselves approved so that your Holy Spirit can speak directly to them and give them the understanding that they need to live their life on purpose for you. And Lord God, I just want to thank you once again for every one of the Spirit Alive servant leaders. I want to thank you for the woman of God who poured out, Lord God. She stood up on your word, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Continue to bless her as she goes out into the streets. Continue to bless her, Lord God, as she blesses the people through feeding the people, Lord. We just praise you, Father God, for and bless her as she continues to work with the children. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the work of her hands and every other servant leader in this house. I praise God, yes, Lord God, that we can come together in love and in unity. Hallelujah. Yes. And pray and lift up your holy name, Father God, simply because you're worthy. Simply because, hallelujah, you are what you should be praised at all times. We should not ever get tired of praising you, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you because I know that breakthroughs are coming, Lord God. I know that revelations are about to be made, Father God. I know strongholds are being brought down right now simply because people understand it's just a season. When we are in you, Father God, nothing is final. You and you alone have the first say and the last say and all the say in between. So, Lord God, we come thanking you. We come praising you. We come glorifying you, Father God. And we just pray that glory in the name of Jesus throughout this next coming up week, if you so bless us to see it, Lord, we pray that you use us. We pray that you continue to use us. Because, Lord God, we, hallelujah, just don't do ministry on the radio. Lord God, we are ministers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Loving, caring people that serve their people in the trenches. So, Lord God, we have our boots on. And we're ready to go to work for your glory. I pray this and all other things in Jesus Christ's holy and righteous name. Amen. Hallelujah. We have had a wonderful service. I'd like to thank Apostle Zeta once again. I want to just thank everybody that was in the house, our elders, my God aunts. I want to thank my Mother Mitchell and Deacon William. I want to just thank Evangelist Michelle, hallelujah, Minister Tina, and all everyone that's in the sanctuary right now. God bless you. I'm so glad that you came out to worship with us today. We pray that you will come back again and that you will tell a friend. Hallelujah. We pray that you were armed for the new week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are in the sanctuary, I'm muting all your mics. If there be nothing else, Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us greatly. From my brothers and sisters, till we meet again, you are dismissed. Go in peace. But remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and fabulous day, everybody. Everybody in the house family, I love you. God bless you. Your mics are unmuted. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Love you, Auntie.
Love you,
Mr. T.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Love you, Apostle Zeta. Excellent sermon.
She's not over yet, is she?
Yeah, she's over.